Former presidential candidate Howard Dean went from Democratic frontrunner to political might-have-been in near-record time. As you may recall, among other problems, he was drowned out by the sound of his own voice by replays of that famous howl following a disappointing finish at the Iowa caucuses.
Governor Dean has been campaigning for Democrats, running for state and local offices. He's also written a book relating his campaign experiences, and he joined us to explain why he's encouraging Deaniacs, a reluctant bunch, to support Senator Kerry.
John Kerry has something to offer. John Kerry has a strong belief in environmental protection, which many of my supporters think is a major issue. And John Kerry has a very different approach to foreign affairs, and I think he understands diplomacy and understands the moral leadership role that the United States ought to be playing, which we haven't been since George Bush has been in the presidency. And I think that does give them an enthusiastic reason to vote for John Kerry.
Why haven't you, I guess, or they been able to transfer that depth of enthusiasm that they had for you?
Well, I think there's a lot of reasons for that. We set up an organization called Democracy for America, and we're running candidates for local office. We have 1,000 people running across the country. One of our candidates has already won. He was the one that knocked off Teresa Lepore, who was the inventor of the butterfly ballot in Palm Beach County. She will no longer be counting votes after January 3rd. So a lot of our supporters' energy is going into those candidates. That helps everybody. It helps restore democracy so that real people get to run for office, not just professional politicians who have big ambitions. And it also helps John Kerry and John Edwards because it gets out votes. They're certainly not going to vote for George Bush when they get to the presidential line on the ballot, and they're certainly not going to skip the presidential line.
You had a strong anti-war base of support. Do they identify with John Kerry? Are they out there strongly backing him?
That's a complicated and complex question, and I haven't done any polls among all my supporters to find out what the answer to that is. I think if you really look at what John's message is, his message is the president wasn't truthful with the American people, which was certainly my message. His message is the president has spent $200 billion of our money, which could have gone to helping the school system or funding No Child Left Behind or some of these things that was being cut. I think there is a lot of identification with that message. You know, I'm a different kind of politician than John Kerry. No two politicians are ever the same. So it's true that, you know, there was an enormous amount of passion in my campaign. But in the end, politics is about policy. It can't just be about passion.
To the issue of how to get passion into a campaign, the thing that appealed to your supporters, made them so enthusiastic about you, how does this campaign do that?
I think they are doing that. I think John Kerry's speeches over the last few weeks have been much tighter, much more pointed, much clearer, willing to take on the president and the president's obvious hypocrisy. And I think that's what's necessary. People have already decided, the small majority of them, that George Bush ought not to be reelected. The question is, should John Kerry be the one to step in and be the next president of the United States? And that's what the campaign's about for the last 5 or 6 weeks.
The first presidential debate is this week. Aren't there high expectations for this debate?
I think the expectations are silly. I mean, that's a silly game that's being played between the two camps. Everybody knows it's silly. And what really matters is what the public sees on television. I mean, in some ways, the president, I don't want to say this in a mean way, and I don't mean it to sound this way, but the president's performance is somewhat irrelevant unless he falls on his face. He is a very good debater. I don't think he's going to make any mistakes. This is about John Kerry, this debate, not about George Bush. The people have already made up their mind that George Bush ought to be replaced. This is about whether John Kerry is the one to replace him or not.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Renee.
Howard Dean's new book is You Have the Power, How to Take Back Our Country and Restore Democracy in America. Excerpts from Howard Dean's new book are at npr.org.